not know who came up with this or who does the data collecting for it, but man, I'm glad they did. The top things that Americans have shoved where the sun don't shine.
We need a horn. We can just say that if you have young kids. Yeah.
Can you do a warning,
turn it
please?
Down.
Yeah, turn it down.
There it is.
Thank
do
you.
Your siren.
Yes. Warning, if you have young listeners in the car, turn it down. Yeah, somebody put together a complete database of all the things that Americans shoved, you know, where the sun don't shine.
Oh.
And the number one thing is something that I think you'd find in a lot of people's kitchens, a turkey baster.
Oh, I can see that.
That makes sense.
It makes sense. But so many people did it that it became the number one thing.
Are they basting anything?
I don't know.
Like, is it full is my question.
It doesn't say. It just says a turkey baster.
Because it's kind of like an enema.
It would be.
And
it
it's like, do you get the feeling of being sexual when you're at Thanksgiving? I mean, that's when it comes out.
Gobble, gobble.
And do you think to yourself, man, maybe I should get a different one for Thanksgiving or just, you know, run it through the dishwasher? And,
boy.
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And you can answer. Do you think if you do that stuff, does this mean you're gay?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it means, I think.
I mean, not for women, for guys.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think you're just finding pleasure in odd places.
Mm-hmm. Any way you can.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
That's what I think. Perfect, he says.
Well,
all
I've
right.
never tried it yet.
Check. Jason, I'll make sure
New
to
Year's
give
resolution.
This. I'll make sure to give this entire compilation to you when I finish with it, okay?
Yeah, like whatever, if that's your kink, cool.
Is that a kink, right?
Yeah.
I guess so. Things I'd that
always
don't normally
I saw in that movie when I was growing up, Road Trip with Sean William Scott, where they need to make money, and so they go and give samples to try to make money, and he's trying to flirt with the nurse to help, and she says, no problem, and she gives him a prostate exam, and that's what makes him.
Oh,
so
that's right.
From
that moment
on, that's his, he's like, I have to have someone like examine my prostate.
I remember
for me
that. That's funny.
Okay, yeah, because it worked for him once and worked well.
Yes.
Got it. Another thing that somebody, I mean, so many people, it comes in at number two, so many people have shoved where the sun don't shine, wine stoppers.
Well, that's small. You can also use that as what they call a plug.
Yeah, plugs, I would think. Mm-hmm. But some of them that I own, wine stoppers that I own, are sharp on the end.
I've seen that almost are like frozen, and you keep them in the fridge, and they're long. It keeps your wine chilled.
Oh, like the corksicle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That thing.
Yeah.
Also... the one that we love the most, the wine stopper that we love the most, is this rubber stopper that comes with a plastic thing. This is going to look so stupid when I do this.
It is.
But you put the wine stopper in, and then you put the plunger on top, and then you press it like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it sucks all the air out of your bottle.
Yeah.
You imagine doing that to your butt? Yeah.
I was going to say, you doing that allows me to see how it would work on a butt.
I know what you're talking about. I have one.
Yeah, those are the best ones.
If you showed someone how to demonstrate that, they're going to think that should be in my butt.
100%. Coming in at number three, a shampoo bottle.
That's a little big.
That's large.
Unless it's the travel size for airports.
And see, to me, that's just a matter of situation. Like, I'm in the shower.
Use what you got.
So I'm in the shower. I might as well use what I've got.
Why do I have a sneaking suspicion Matt does this all the time?
I don't know all the details
of how to do it.
I'm trying to, when Katie says something, I'm trying to put myself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got it. The only reason you would go after a shampoo bottle would be because it's in the shower
it's
near
convenient.
You.
Convenient.
Matt, have you ever done something like this?
Not like that. No.
Not a
Any
shampoo bottle.
Things.
Nothing has ever been in my BH.
What about a pair of pliers?
No. Oh.
Because that was also on there.
Oh my
See,
gosh.
That to me is just like pain.
A bunch of marbles?
No.
All right.
But see, there's toys that are similar to that, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that's dangerous.
Is this list just men or is it men and women?
It just said Americans.
Okay.
So it includes
Could be
women.
Either. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about a light bulb?
That's dangerous.
That
That's
is
stupid.
So dangerous.
That's going to break.
Unless I think you're using the spiral ones, you know, like the energy efficient ones.
Well, I wonder if you pass gas, does it light up?
Give it some fuel, some energy.
But I think if you use the spiral one, you can kind of like corkscrew it.
I just can't. I can't imagine putting anything that would possibly break into pieces.
No, not
then you're
glass.
Just going to get cut.
Ugh. Yeah.
A sandal.
Mm-mm.
No. No.
Okay.
That's oddly shapen too.
Corn cob pipe.
A what?
A pipe?
A corn cob pipe, to be exact.
Oh, jeez.
That means so many people have done it.
From Frosty?
It what? Yeah.
Frosty's just like that, pipe.
That it made the compilation of things people have stuck where the sun
don't
shine.
I'm shocked enough of those exist in the world. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a corn cob pipe.
I don't think I've ever seen one in real life. Probably just in television and in the movies.
I've seen one that I can think of ever. It was my dad's, because he would smoke tobacco out of it like a pipe.
Were you in the mountains when he did it?
No, he smoked in the house. No.
He
smoked indoors, in the living room, watching TV. Empty the ashtray, my responsibility.
That's right.
Yep. Gosh.
Yep.
How about a bunch of uncooked pasta?
I just think it's dangerous because there's no string.
It's all dangerous. Jason.
The removal.
Well, it's true.
That's not why it's dangerous.
Yes.
There's one of the reasons it's dangerous.
Yeah. See, and I can see that with the pasta too being
sharp.
It could break.
Yes.
And then it's stuck.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to hope that it softens to be able to.
So you're going to have to heat your body up to soften the noodle. Well,
I think
drink a bunch of boiling water.
It probably would, yeah.
Go to your car and sit on the seat warmer.
All right, I told you. I didn't know who put it together, but I'm glad they did.
Wow.
I think you're glad, too. Jason, here you go. You can take this home with you.
Oh, thank you.
See, I mean, these items you have around the home.